We are joined on WCBS by the Republican nominee for governor of New York, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Congressman, good to talk with you.
It's great to be with you.
It's been a long campaign. How are you feeling as we've now finally reached Election Day?
Hey, we feel fantastic. Home stretch right here. We have just 24 hours or so left before the polls close. We need everybody everywhere doing everything in their power, all of our supporters, to get the word out. Friends, family, neighbors, strangers, coworkers, getting on social media, emails, texts, word of mouth. We definitely clearly have the momentum, the energy, the enthusiasm on our side. We saw it as we're traveling the state with a whole bunch of rallies that we're getting up into the thousands attending. I just have to make sure everyone shows up and votes. And this is a campaign of Republicans and Democrats and independents uniting as New Yorkers to save the state. That's what got us into this race. And that's what's going to win us this race tomorrow, as long as all of our people show up.
You know, I don't like to ever refer to a state as reliably blue or reliably red, but let's say historically, at least, New York has been blue in recent years. How is a Republican running so close, according to the polls?
Well, when I got into this race, if you asked me, why are you running? I was getting into the race to do my part to save the state. I felt like New York was heading in the wrong direction. We're leading the entire country in population loss. The reason is that New Yorkers are hitting their breaking point. They feel like their wallet, their safety, their freedom, the quality of their kids' education are under attack. And they were looking at other states where they felt like their money will go further, they'll live life freer and safer. That's why people were leaving. You can fast forward to today. Here we are having this conversation 19 months after I got into the race. And we have just been focusing on those same issues, the issues that matter most to New Yorkers. Meanwhile, Kathy Hochul has not been focusing on these issues. She's trying to get us to focus on other stuff, to look away. There's nothing to see here related to crime. What actually New Yorkers of all walks of life want is to see elected officials standing up and leading, to roll back pro-criminal laws like cashless bail, to remove rogue district attorneys like Alvin Bragg, who's refusing to enforce the law, to support our men and women in law enforcement, whether it's my opposition to congestion pricing or opportunities to be able to lower energy costs and create jobs, reversing the state's ban on the safe extraction of natural gas, which the southern tier of New York especially is begging for. We've just been focusing on the issues that matter most to New Yorkers. And the person who's currently sitting in the seat hasn't been doing it, and a lot of Democrats have come our way.
You have made crime a big issue in this campaign. Governor Hochul has said you've made it an issue, but you haven't offered a plan to get guns off the streets. What is your plan? How would you respond to the governor, and what would you do?
Well, listen, to be candid and to tell the full picture here, I'm over the course of the last 24 hours or so, there have been a half a dozen different people attacked just in the New York City subway. And we're talking about all different kinds of attacks that are unrelated to firearms. Kathy Hochul wants to make this all about firearms. But the problem is that people are afraid of being pushed in front of an oncoming subway car. You own a small business, people coming in, taking inventory, leaving, no consequences. People are concerned about hands. Someone was just raped at Pier 45 a few days ago. And there's all sorts of different major crime categories that are up. Last year, I announced my Secure Our Streets plan for New York. Put it on my website at zeldinfornewyork.com/secureourstreets. A couple dozen or different proposals. We've only added to the proposals since then. I believe strongly that it's important for me on day one to declare a crime emergency in New York, to suspend New York's cashless bail law, HALT Act, raise the age, less is more, and the discovery law changes, and force the state legislature to come to the table. I've pledged that on day one, I will remove Alvin Bragg. I will tell him that he is being removed for his refusal to enforce the law. If you were to go through the couple dozen or so different proposals on my website, you'll see that there's a lot there, from what's going on inside of prisons, where attacks on corrections officers, other prison staff, and inmates have gone up, to overhauling the parole board, and much more. This is not complex. We know exactly what needs to get done in order to ensure that we're taking back our streets and subways. And we've been talking about our plan since last year. Just because Kathy Hochul isn't listening, because she's decided to tune it out, and she's decided to call this all just a conspiracy, and that we're denying data, even though all different kinds of major crime categories are up. And when I said that she needs to focus more on locking up the bad guys, and she says that she doesn't understand why that's so important to me, which is what came out of her mouth during our debate. It's clear that for New Yorkers who want to take back our streets and our subways, there is one candidate here who has been locked in on this issue, focused on it with a plan, and you have somebody else in this person who's currently sitting in the seat as governor preferring that we just look away. There's nothing to see here.
New York City has declared the Times Square area to be a gun-free zone. That's now being heard in the courts. Would Governor Zeldin allow concealed carry just about anywhere? Do you subscribe to the theory that the way to stop a bad guy with a gun is to have a good guy with a gun?
Well, first off, there's two different categories of people who have firearms, and one is a law-abiding New Yorker who wants to safely and securely carry a firearm solely for self-defense. Then you have criminals with illegal firearms committing crime after crime after crime, and they're still on the streets. I just had a drive-by gang shooting on my front yard just a few weeks ago while my 16-year-old daughters were just feet away inside of my house. And Kathy Hochul says that she wants the American Express, MasterCard, and Visa to flag all attempted purchases of firearms as suspicious. I don't know who the shooter was. I don't know how they acquired the firearm. I also don't know what their motive is, but I can guarantee you that that person did not acquire that firearm with a swipe of his American Express card. It's important for us to be going after the criminal committing crimes with a legal firearm, crime after crime after crime. But unfortunately, what happens up in Albany is that they want to go after the law-abiding New Yorker instead. You slap up a gun-free zone sign in Times Square. Well, if that works, why don't you put up a sign on New York City subway platforms and say you're not allowed to push people in front of oncoming subway cars? Will that stop it? People are concerned about being stabbed right now. Maybe we should declare that inside the New York City subway system, it is now a stabbing-free zone. Will that fix it? We have to be smart with our policies. And unfortunately for Kathy Hochul, she wants to deal in sound bites. She doesn't want to understand what's flawed about her proposals. And listen, we've been down this road before. In the 1980s, elected officials were trying to tell us it's just perception, that this isn't an actual crisis. It wasn't until New Yorkers of all walks of life, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, decided in the early 90s, enough. And they united as New Yorkers to save the Big Apple in 93 and to save New York State in 1994. It was November 8th, 1994, when New York was at that crossroads and elected a Republican governor. It'll be November 8th, 2022. Again, a coalition of people of all walks of life and all parties deciding enough is enough to take back our streets.
You mentioned the subways. Everyday New Yorkers tell us, yes, they are afraid to ride the subways. Well, the MTA falls under the governor's authority. What would you do specifically to make the subway safer?
Well, without repeating anything that I've mentioned already, what I'll add to that is that we have to hire more law enforcement. The NYPD has lost thousands from its ranks, over 4,000 just this year. That's a number that hasn't been seen in a very, very, very long time. The answer isn't just mandatory forced overtime for the people who remain. We have to actually hire more NYPD. Now, there's emotionally disturbed people who are traveling in the subway. Kathy Hochul just said a couple weeks ago out of nowhere, all of a sudden, she was going to come up with a plan. She was going to remove these people from the streets. She said she knew all of them. And to implement her plan, she was providing 50 beds. Excuse me, 50? Are you missing 10? Are you missing 20? We can have that debate. But 50 sure isn't enough. There are emotionally disturbed people who do need to be removed involuntarily. There needs to be a process to protect their civil rights, absolutely. But there's going to need to be 500 to 5,000 beds, not 50. People are changing behavior. They are being confronted by people on the streets and in the subways. If you're traveling the subway, you need to be using it solely to get from point A to point B. There are people who are going down into the subway and they are staying down there. That can't be tolerated either. So there's a lot that can be done, some of which that I mentioned earlier, some that I mentioned just now. But Kathy Hochul's idea of just some mandatory overtime for NYPD officers, moving them from one beat to another beat, isn't the answer. And removing emotionally disturbed people to only provide 50 beds isn't the answer either. I plan on going further with both and far more than that. And I'll work with the mayor. He wants to amend, raise the age. I agree with him. The mayor wants to give judges discretion to weigh dangerousness. I agree with him. Unfortunately, he's getting stonewalled by Kathy Hochul and the state legislature, but that'll be my first call. Wednesday morning, to Kathy, Eric Adams, to find out what he needs, the help that he's not getting right now from Albany, that he needs to be getting in order to be able to secure the Big Apple. He might be a Democrat. I might be a Republican. That's okay. We served together in the state Senate for 4 years. We stayed in touch afterwards. And I'm sure that the story that will be written in 2023 is how well a Governor Zeldin is working with a Mayor Adams to save New York City.
Congressman, our time is running short, but I want to ask you, the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, overturned Roe v. Wade. Democrats have made abortion rights a front and center issue. New York has taken steps to codify abortion rights in this state. How would Governor Zeldin deal with that issue, abortion rights?
A few years ago, New York codified far more than Roe. When we woke up the day after the Dobbs decision, the law in New York was exactly the same as it was the day before. Nothing changed, not even a comma, and I'm not going to change it.
Very good. And I want to end with this. I know no candidate wants to talk about losing, but if the vote count shows you on the short end, will you accept that result?
Well, you know, listen, I love that the question, gets asked by members of the media, and even though I've answered it in the past, but I'll play along once again. First off, losing is not an option. We're all in to win this race to save our state. But playing along with your hypothetical, just like other members of the media like to ask, I'll give the same exact answer, of course.
If you win, what's job one on your first day as governor?
First thing that I'll do the first day that I'm in office is tell the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he's being removed for his refusal to enforce the law. I'll declare a crime emergency here in the state, and I will suspend New York's cashless bail law and some of the other pro-criminal laws that I mentioned earlier and force the state legislature to come to the table. Every COVID mandate in the state that we can get rid of is gone. There should be no COVID vaccine mandate for employment. There should be no COVID vaccine mandate to get inside of a school or otherwise. I believe that anyone who's been fired should be offered their jobs back with back pay. There is a lot that we plan on doing in the first day. The first 100 days are important. The first 100 minutes are going to be even more urgent.
Congressman Lee Zeldin is the Republican nominee for governor in New York. Congressman, we do appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us. Thank you.
Got it. Take care. Have a good night.